You've reached Accidents Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
Hi, Daria. My name is Shelby. I'm actually calling to file a claim. I had a fleet truck hit me yesterday. They backed up into me at a stop sign.
Okay, give me one moment. And you said this happened yesterday?
Yeah.
What state did it happen in?
Pennsylvania.
Do you have a policy number?
For theirs?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on one second. I have ALA 150950-28.
Just give me a moment here. I'm filling out some information.
Yeah, take your time. I'm also just working.
Okay, what time of day did this happen yesterday?
It happened yesterday at about 5:15 p.m.
What is your name?
My name is Shelby Timko.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Yeah, it is T-I-M-K-O.
What's a good address for you?
1822 Hayes Street, and that's H-A-Y-E-S, Carnegie or Heidelberg, PA 15106.
What's a good email address for you?
It's Vomitron, V like Victor, O-M-A-T-R-O-N 88 at gmail.com.
That's V-O-M-O-T-R-O-N.
No, it's Voma, V-O-M-A. T-R-O-N 88 at gmail.com.
What's a good phone number for you?
412-932-5789.
And are you the person whose vehicle was hit?
Yeah. The truck backed into me at a stop sign. And I tried to, like, throw it in reverse and, like, get out of the way. But, I mean, I, like, couldn't. And I was laying on the horn, and I tried not to get hit.
Yeah. I understand. Okay. And then what's a good address for you? Oh, no, 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 no.
1820.
No, 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 no. Sorry. Where's the lost location? I'm sorry about that.
So we were driving, I believe, and I'm just looking. I was leaving my kid's dad's house, and I think that the place, the road that we were on, just based on Google Maps, is Elizabeth Street slash, like, I think it turns into, like, maybe A Avenue. It was at Mansfield Avenue and A Avenue or Elizabeth Street is what it's saying. It's like on the Google Maps, half the street's Elizabeth and half of it just says A Avenue.
Okay. What city is that?
It is Pittsburgh, PA. It was right next to the Aldi's, which is like, and I go down that street all the time in that neighborhood. Which is why I'm like, I could give you the exact Aldi address, and then, like, I just would be able to, you could see the street that that the stop sign is.
And you said they backed into you at the stop sign? Like, they were in reverse?
He was stopped at the stop sign, and I pulled up, he was stopped. I thought he was going to go. I pulled up, to come to the stop sign after him. And then he was, completely stopped, threw it in reverse. Once I completely stopped behind him, waiting for him to go, he threw it in reverse, randomly. I don't know why. I don't know what he was trying to do. I have no idea. And he just, backed into me. I can't lie. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous because it's like one of those companies where they rent the truck annually, and this guy was delivering for Amazon in a Ryder truck, and he called some guy who said he was his boss, and the boss got on the line and was like, "I'm the owner of the company," and it sounds like they contract and deliver for Amazon, but a third party. And the guy was like, I don't want you to call the insurance because I'm going to pay for this out of pocket. And I was just feeling really uncomfortable.
what if I need a rental car? Like, I need gyms to pay for. I didn't do anything. So, like, I don't know. And then the guy who backed into me, like, immediately got out and was like, oh, man, this is going to be my job. And I was like, sorry, dude, I don't, no offense, but I don't care about your job. Like, I care about that you backed into me and I need to report this.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. That is so weird that they would do that.
Yeah, okay, thank you, because I thought it was so weird and it made me feel really uncomfortable and like they were going to turn around and try to disappear or blame me. And I was like, I didn't do anything. You backed into me.
Yeah, no. It's definitely the right thing to do to call in and file a claim, for sure. Anytime you get into any sort of accident, you should always.
Yeah, and I totally get, like, if you don't want your insurance up, but that's why you have insurance, especially for a company, and, like, it's not my job to do all the legwork so you can have a lower premium. That's
right.
The other thing is, like, I don't want to do the legwork of, like, trying to finagle this. Like, I need the insurance company to do it all. I just want to drop my car off, get it fixed, get a rental car paid for, and then pick it up when I'm supposed to. Like, that's about all I got in me.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, not your job to, yeah, I understand, for sure. All right, so do you have the VIN number of that vehicle, the Amazon vehicle that was involved?
I had no idea I should get the VIN number. I mean, I have only what he gave me. I have his license. I have that insurance policy card that I gave you. I can check to see if the VIN is on that. I have the... Yeah, it doesn't even say, I have the license plate number, but like, yeah, I didn't know I needed to get a VIN number. Or wait, maybe I do. Yes, I do, because I have the registration card. So it is W1Y4BCHYZNT103275.
Give me a moment, please. Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, I also thought it was weird that, like, when the boss got on the phone, I really felt like, are you trying to record this? Because he's, like, kept pushing for me to try and give him, like, an estimate myself of what I thought my car should cost. And I was like, I am not a mechanic, sir. I cannot give you that estimate. I know nothing about that. And he just kept being like, well, if you had to guess. And I was literally like, I don't know.
That is,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, that is super strange, for sure. Okay, do you have a description to the Amazon vehicle's damage?
So his car was not damaged at all. I did notice that, like, there was a, and it's a Ryder truck. So, like, it's not an actual Amazon truck. It is, like, the guy was wearing an Amazon vest, was delivering Amazon packages using a Ryder truck.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like a weird situation. Like, it felt very scammy. And the truck, from hitting my car, their truck had zero damage because it's like a giant truck and my car is a Kia Rio. So it's like the littlest car you can buy. But their truck did already have some like bumps and stuff like on the sides. Like, I think near, like, the back passenger rear wheel, they had, like, a bump. But, like, that was all there. That was not anything that was – their car was not damaged. Mine was very minimally. Like, there's a puncture wound, and, like, the grill and the bumper probably need replaced due to that. It's not super visible, but, like, still, my car was in mint condition. I want it replaced.
Right. Okay, and the plate number on the Amazon vehicle, what was that?
Their plate number is ZVS5898.
Okay, so that's C. Okay, well, letters sound
Z
very
like zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Z like zebra, V like Victor, S like Sam.
Okay.
5898.
And what was the registration state?
Let me look. Give me just a moment. It says Pennsylvania Fleet Registration at the top.
Okay. And the name of the driver of the Amazon vehicle that day?
That was... I'm a little unclear on, like, what his actual name is, because it has, like, a 1-2, and so it says Barbara Joseph Edward, but it has, like, line 1 is Barbara, and then underneath it, line 2 is Joseph Edward, and then line 3 is his address.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, I've never, because mine only lists, like, Shelby Timko, and it's on one line, so I'm not sure why it's, like, Barbara Joseph Edward, and then his address, but, like, that's what it says.
Huh. Okay, what's the address listed?
3510, and it's Broadhead. It's Broadhead. Road, Monaca, Monaca, PA 15061.
Spell the name of that road one more time for me.
Broadhead.
And that was in Monaca, PA?
Yeah, Monaca.
Did he provide you with an email address or phone number?
Not for him directly. I have the email address and phone number of the guy who said he was his boss.
Okay, let me get that from you.
Give me just a second. That is... I also can give you the police report number as well. The guy who said he was his boss was named Eric Thomas. He said the company's name was Regional Express, and the phone number to the direct company line that he has access to is 678-974-9761.
678, one more time for me. I was in the email.
678-974-9761. And then, like I said, his name is Eric Thomas, and the company name was Regional Express. And then his email for the company is eThomas, Thomas, 1, Regional, Regional, 2, at gmail.com. So it's eThomas, 1, Regional, 2, at gmail.com.
No injuries to that person?
No injuries to anybody. It was just like a little bump.
Okay, and what's the VIN number to your vehicle?
Give me just a second. Mine is...
3KPA25AD6LE260749.
Just adding some information here.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
And you're the owner of the vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what kind of damage was there to your vehicle?
Like I said, it was just like, it's like a bump, but it, because my car is so little, there's like a puncture in my front. My car has like what looks like two bumpers. So there's like a bumper that's like in the middle of the grill is separated by, and then there's like the very lower one. So in the middle of the grill, and the grill is messed up, that like bumper part, there's a puncture in like the bumper part, and then the grill is kind of just like pushed away from it. And probably like, I know that the snaps like that hold them together are like screwed up.
Okay. Vehicle is still drivable. It was not towed.
No, yeah, it's still drivable.
And you were the person driving as well. No injuries to you?
No.
You said the police and fire department were involved. What police department was it that responded?
Scott Township, and I do have that report number if you would like it.
So Scott, S-C-O-T-T Township?
Yep.
Give me 1 second.
Sure. I will tell you, he kind of like straight up was like, yeah, and also don't ever expect to get this police report because I'm too busy to probably ever write it up. And I was like, why were you here then? But okay.
Jesus. Girl? I'm sorry, but, like, that is, like, the weirdest thing. It's like you got into a car accident, and then everybody involved was just like, yeah, so, like, we're just not going to gather any evidence about this ever, right? And then you're like,
yes.
No, I don't think. I think maybe we're going to gather some evidence. And then they're like, but, like, you could just not do that, you know? And it's like, I guess that everybody in this situation is not valuing my Kia Rio as much as they should. But I value my Kia Rio.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. That was what it felt like. It really felt a lot like,
super
how can we screw you? Yeah, how can we screw you to save us money because we don't care about you and we don't care about anything? And
that's,
I was like,
so
I'm thinking about it. After I was driving, I was like, you know, every time you take your car to get fixed, they keep that thing for about 2 weeks, whether it doesn't matter what damage is on it, but they keep it. And I was like, if he wants to pay out of pocket, how do I get him to pay for my rental car? Like, I shouldn't have to pay for that. I shouldn't have to do anything. So I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this whole thing with you. I'm calling your insurance. I'm reporting it. And, like, everybody else can work for me because I don't deserve this. Like, what?
That's why you have insurance.
Like you,
so, yeah.
Right. And like you said, very weird way to handle it. It felt very uncomfortable when I was, like, to the boss guy. I was like, so you're giving me a number to the company. How do I get a hold of you? And he was like, just, you know,
anybody can handle it whenever you call the company. And I was like, I don't think so. I've been hit by a Valvoline truck before, and what Valvoline tried to do was chop shop my car and get rid of it. So I'm not doing this.
Yeah. 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 Unfortunately, it does happen like that where people are, you know, invested in what suits them the most. And I do apologize that that happened. I don't work for Amazon, nor do I even really work for the insurance company. I'm just a claim handler, right? And so just to tell you, like, from person to person, in the future, if anybody ever tries to do that to you, I'm not going to, like, advise you, like, any sort of, like, but, like, that's a no-no. It's a big no-no for them to do that, because you're supposed
to, like, advise they want to pay out of pocket.
Yeah, it's like a big no-no.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to tell you how it's a big no-no. If you want to go look that up on your own on how it's a big no-no to do that, then, you know, that's your own prerogative. But for any insurance, like, that's just not, you don't do that for real. So,
okay.
Just advising you from,
like,
person to person in the future, always go through an insurance company, because you never know what's wrong with your car, right? So, like, you could be going along and have it fixed, and they fixed your grill and they fixed your whatever, but whenever they hit you, whenever they punctured the grill, they also punctured something deeper in your engine or knocked something loose that breaks you down a year later. You don't want to come back a year later to this person that you made a personal agreement with and then be like, oh, well, just because your car is breaking down, that's not my problem. You want to have an evidence trail every time.
Right. And that was kind of like when he, like,
and they do,
like,
too. It's for them,
so
too.
Weird. Right. And like I said, he literally was like, now I, like, he tried to, like, almost coach me like I'm not an adult. Like, and I was like, man, I'm 36 years old. I've been around the block. I know how this goes. Please stop telling me you don't want me. Now, he kept saying, now we don't want to involve the insurance company. And I was like,
yeah, no, we do.
You don't want to.
For sure.
I do. I want to involve them. Like, and
super
I am
bad,
going to involve them.
Well, you've been super pleasant to talk to today, despite everything. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad that you called, at least.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. I'm glad I did, too, because thank you for, like, validating that I'm not, like, being, like, shitty and that I'm
kind of weird.
It's just a weird ask. Like, it was a very weird ask to,
it is
to
a
be,
strange,
like, in the
ask.
Situation.
Yeah.
And then to have the guy, like,
it's exactly what you said earlier, is it's a reason, the reason they do that is because their insurance goes up with every accident that they have. So, it's, you know, like, if the other person is totally fine with handling it whatever way they want to handle it, then okay, cool, you know, like, whatever. But if the other person is like, no, I want to contact the insurance company, that should just be the end of the discussion. There should have been no weird pressuring or anything like that. Like, Yeah, you did the right thing, so.
Right. And as soon as he got out of his, like, when he backed into me and he got out of the car and it wasn't sorry, it was none of that. It was, oh, this is going to be my job. Dang it.
Right.
Like, I'm already having a crappy day. There's no backup cameras. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, anybody with a brain wouldn't throw their car in reverse. You couldn't have possibly even tried to look in your mirrors and not seen me because, like, I was there. Like, I could see in his mirror. Like, if I can see you in your mirror, you can see me. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, yeah. And then, like, it's just not. Yeah. I'm only allowed to speak so much on it because they're on a recorded line and, like, all this other stuff. But,
yeah,
I get what you mean.
Yeah, it just felt very weird. It felt weird whenever he was like, oh, this is my job versus sorry.
Yeah.
I immediately was like, I feel like he's going to turn around and say I hit him.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, luckily, you know, we're going ahead. We're filing the report now. With the police report and stuff, police officers are required to do their job as well. And so if you know, our insurance needs, like, you know, a detailed report or something like that, you know, then the police will have to go ahead and, you know, produce that report, because it's an exchange of information. The entire reason that it happens is for the insurance companies. So, do you happen to have a phone number for that police department? If you don't, it's fine. I'm just asking.
I can give it to you. Let me just Google it real quick. Their phone number is 412-276-7725.
Okay. And what is that police report number?
That police report number is S like Sam, C like Cat, T like Tom, P like Paul, 2400-5311.
Were there any witnesses to the event that need to be listed on this report besides the parties involved?
No, but if it does come back where they like try to say it was my fault or anything, I'll be happy to go knock on those doors and see if anybody got a Ring camera or if they saw it. Like, I know exactly where it happened. I know what houses it was, and I will go get that proof.
Yeah, no, no worries. With this, you know, like, the thing is, like, the police report did happen and stuff like that. And then, you know, the thing is that oftentimes, you know, people get really worried about whether, you know, it's going to be provable that they hit you or you hit them. But, I don't foresee there being huge issues with your claim, and that's about all I'm allowed to say, but this claim is not out of the ordinary for me to see on a daily basis. Just kind of these Amazon drivers and stuff out here, they're in a huge rush a lot of the times, and they get overstressed about, you know, they have to deliver this at a specific time, and so they're not always thinking with a clear mind, and you know that happens to all of us. So I don't see any issues with anything, like, so.
Okay, good to know. I accidents happen. I'm not concerned if it's an accident. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure, like, that I didn't end up paying for this accident because, sadly, from past experience, I always end up paying for everything and punished for everything, whether it was my fault or not. And so I'm literally just like, I don't want to pay a dime for this.
Yeah, I understand for sure. Well, I have your claim number and your adjuster's information. The adjuster is the person that you'll be speaking to regarding the claim from this point forward on our end.
Okay.
But let me go ahead and give you the claim number first.
Okay.
That's X as in X-ray, C as in Charles, dash, like a hyphen, O as in Oscar, R, C as in Charles, A as in Apple, dash, 24, dash, 05795.
Perfect. So I have XC-ORCA-24-05795.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And your adjuster's name is going to be Pepsi Kunlock. Pepsi is spelled exactly how you think it is, like the drink. It's a shortened version of her actual name, just to make it easier for everybody, you know. So the first thing I'll give you with Pepsi is I'll spell her last name for you. K as in kite, H as in Henry, O, U, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, L, A as in apple, K as in kite.
Perfect.
And then her email address is her full first name, which I'm going to spell out for you. It's PH, so P as in Peter, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, H, O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. And then that's dot, her last name, K-H-O, UANLAK at X as in X-ray claims, like we're filing a claim right now, dot claims. So the whole thing is fetsacone.kunlock@xclaims.claims.
Perfect. And I have a phone number for her at all?
Yeah. I've got a phone number here for her. It's 814-885-4398. Now, I don't know how to properly say her first name, so I may have not said it correctly, but Pepsi
I
is...
will just ask if I need to speak to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do from this point is I'm going to transfer you over to her. You'll either get her or you'll get her voicemail. With, you know, the hurricanes and stuff going on, she might be a little bit busy today. I'm not sure if people have started filing claims for that yet. So it may take her, you know, till Monday to get back in contact with you directly. But that's why we've also given you her email, is so you can send things over that you feel you might need to.
Okay. And then I guess I know you're sending me over to her. I'm assuming if I don't talk to her, I'm not sure if, like, am I supposed to leave her a message and just be like, hey, I filed a claim, or is that something you guys kind of deal with? I'm not really sure, but, like, what am I supposed to do when I get transferred to her?
Yeah. So whenever you get transferred over to her, she's going to ask you, you know, who it is that's reporting. She's going to ask me that, and I'll tell her, you know, your first name and all that good stuff. If you get transferred over to her personally, she'll kind of walk you through the process, you know, and say, hey, you know, like, what are you looking to get from this client? Like, you know, the general questions and stuff like that. If you get her voicemail, then you'll just say, hey, this is my name. This is my callback number. I just want to get in touch with you so that you know to update me as well as the other party involved.
Okay. And then I guess, and you might not be able to tell me this at all. Am I supposed to kind of like wait to speak to her before I like contact the dealer and be like, hey, I need to bring my car in for an estimate, or can I kind of like get that ball rolling?
I would assume that you can go ahead and get that ball rolling whenever you it's always good to just have it ready. The sooner that information is available, the better most of the time. And a lot of times whenever, you know, those companies and things like that call in to insurance companies, you know, just all the details need to be, you know, kept a record of and stuff like that so that everybody involved, and you will also want to call your insurance company. I don't know if you know this, and you don't have to like, I'm not sure if you have to file a claim with them or anything like that. They may want you to, but you'll want to call them and advise that you were involved with an accident as well. And let them know that you filed a claim with us. Give them our claim number.
Okay. I did, go ahead and call them and let them know, like, well, I kind of just asked them like, what would you do? I feel uncomfortable. They were like, call their insurance company. So
yeah,
they are aware,
for sure.
But I will definitely call back and give the claim number.
But yeah, definitely call them back and say, hey, I have a claim open with Exceedance. Here's the claim number. Here's the adjuster's information. So that if your insurance has to get involved on this, they'll have that information as well.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That was all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Let me go ahead and try to see if she's going to answer real quick. Give me 1 second.
All right. Thank you so much.